In the words of supporter Lisa Kiverest, the cookie bill now has more time to bake. Kiverest is an owner of In Serendipity Farm and Bed and Breakfast. She's been involved with the bill since its start about 2 years ago. Kiverest is disappointed it never got a vote in the assembly, but says supporters will keep at it.
We're definitely going to reintroduce this next year. It's my understanding that sometimes some bills take a long time to cook, and if that's the case with this, the reality is now we will do that, and support and organizing behind it will be even stronger next time.
To sell home-baked goods under the bill, people must follow specific labeling requirements and take a food safety course, among other requirements. Kiverest says it would help small-scale food startups and allow people like her to diversify their businesses. The legislation passed the state Senate earlier this year, but got held up in the assembly. Republican Representative Ed Brooks is one of the bill's sponsors. He says they couldn't get the legislation to the assembly floor for a vote.
There was support for the bill, but there also was a few individuals that opposed it because their constituents felt that their constituents being small bakers and things like that in local hometowns, and they felt this would give an unfair advantage to a startup company. And that was their logic.
Brooks says he's disappointed, but the plan is to bring the bill back next session. Breanne Chasso, Wisconsin Public Radio News.